Our scripture today comes from the Gospel according to Mark, the very first chapter, the first 8 verses. I invite you to use whatever text you brought with you, including the one on your phone. I'm using the Common English version today. It will be on the screen. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son, happened just as it was written about in the prophecy of Isaiah. Look, I am sending my messenger before you. He will prepare your way, a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptist was in the wilderness calling for people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to the Jordan River and were being baptized by John as they confessed their sins. He announced, "One stronger than I am is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in us, for the word of God with us. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Breath of heaven, come right now. Saturate this place with your Spirit. Speak to our hearts in a way that you've never spoken before. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Dwell among us, dwell in us, that we may leave here rejoicing that we have been with you. Speak, Lord, speak, my Lord, for this your servant is listening. Amen. Scandalous. What do you think about when I say that word? Do you think about some celebrity that's on the news? Do you think about some political leader that has left office? Do you think about what's in the newspaper? Do you think about the Christmas story? Scandalous can mean disgraceful, shameful, shocking, or improper. Those are synonyms for scandalous. And let's face it, John the Baptizer was scandalous in his time. He didn't dress like everybody else. He was a hippie. He wore camel's hair and let his hair go all kind of crazy-fied. And he ate funny. He didn't eat turkey and dressing for Christmas. He ate berries and locusts and honey and all that kind of stuff. And he was outside of the normal religious institution. In fact, he was picking fights with them. The religious institution said you had to follow a whole set of rules in order to be right with God. And John was saying no. All you had to do was ask for forgiveness, and God would forgive you. He was so scandalous, he was drawing crowds to the riverbank. And that was making people in Jerusalem a bit nervous. It was making the Sadducees and Pharisees calling for his demise. He was very scandalous because he was calling people to a right relationship with God on a one-to-one basis and not going through any kind of intermediary. He was definitely scandalous. I wonder if people went to the riverside just for the entertainment, just for the show. But some people were going because the message rang true to them and they were being baptized. But John was also scandalous in that he understood that he wasn't the main event. He kept saying, I've come so that you will understand that there's one coming after me. There's one coming after me that's going to be greater, more effective. He is the one that's coming that is the Messiah. I'm only here as the first act. I'm only here as the messenger. See, he didn't want the glory. He didn't want the limelight. He understood his role was to prepare the way. That's kind of scandalous even today, isn't it? Someone who doesn't want all the attention, wants to turn everyone to be ready for the one to come. He was definitely scandalous. And believe it or not, God is scandalous. By our worldview, God is scandalous in that God loves everyone. God does not restrict God's love. Oh, there are people who would like to say God does, aren't there? There are people out there that say God can only love this particular kind of person, or God can only love these people of a certain color, or God can only love these people of a certain political persuasion, or God can only love these people who live in this country. But that's not God. God loves everyone. God loves. That's who God is. It doesn't matter to God who you are, what you did, what your lifestyle is. God loves you. And there is nothing we can do about that. That is who God is. God is not restricted at all in God's love. Oh, we try, don't we? We try to turn God's love into commodity that we exchange because of power and control. We try, or people try, to use God's love as a bargaining chip, do they not? They try to make God in their image instead of allowing God to make us in God's image. But God is scandalous. God comes to us where we are and loves us. God comes to us and calls to us constantly through God's unmerited favor, God's grace. God says to us, I made you, therefore you are worthy of love and forgiveness and grace. God is scandalous. God is pure love. And God restricts no one to that love. And many people find that scandalous today, do they not? But I, for one, am very grateful that I cannot be unloved by God. Oh, I can be a scoundrel. Do not say amen. I can be a scoundrel, but there is nothing I can do that can make God not love me. Now, God can discipline me. God can correct me because God loves me. And you know, the baby of Bethlehem is scandalous too. The baby chose to leave the splendor of heaven and come to earth. And that baby chose to come not in a palace, not into the religious authority, but how did he choose to come? To a poor family. We're talking abject poverty. And the reason, I believe, is so to say that everyone is included. To say that he could not be co-opted by the rich and famous. He could not be used by the powerful. He came to the most unlikely of people, did he not? He came to an unwed mother and a father who said, I don't understand this, but was a good man and chose not to put her away. He came into a little backwater town that was small and not even a metropolis. He came as a child, a vulnerable child who had to be tended to. The baby of Bethlehem is scandalous. He had to be taken as an immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, in order to save his life. He is scandalous. And when he returned, they lived in another backwater town off the beaten path. And as he grew and became a man, he didn't hang out with the celebrities. He didn't hang out with those in authority. Who did he hang out with? Fishermen. People who had been thrown out of society. The prostitutes. The ones who needed him most. Those who had been talked about, those who have been shoved to the margins, that's who Jesus hung out with. He is scandalous. He touched those who were untouchable. He healed those who were sick. He fed those who were hungry, and he raised those who were dead in all the ways that society can make them dead. The babe of Bethlehem is definitely scandalous. And because of that, we should be scandalous too. We should, because of the babe of Bethlehem, look more to how we can be like him. We are like him when we don't look at our designer clothes, but look at those who have no clothes. We are like him when we reach out to those who are very different than us and say, let me try to understand your point of view, rather than try to coerce them into our particular perspectives. We are scandalous when we stand up for those who have no way of having a voice or whose voice has been taken from them. We are scandalous when we say that we stand up for right, even when it's unpopular, even when it puts us in danger. We are scandalous when we say that it's more important that we pray than prosper. We are scandalous when we say that love overcomes hate and we will take the way of love. We are scandalous when we say that peace must prevail by us getting on our knees first. We are scandalous when we say that we're going to be poured out wine and broken bread for the world. We are scandalous when we say that we will fight for health care for everyone. We are scandalous when we say that we're going to hold people accountable for keeping our elderly and our children safe. We are scandalous when we say that it is no longer acceptable to us that we must arm people in synagogues, churches, and houses of worship so that we can come and pray. We are scandalous when we say it is no longer acceptable that children go to bed hungry every night. We are scandalous when we say that it is wrong to judge someone by the color of their skin and not the character of their soul. We are scandalous when we say to our politicians, stop looking at filling your own pockets and take care of those who put you in office. We are scandalous when we say to ourselves, I will look in the mirror first before I judge someone else. We are scandalous when we allow God to change us from the inside out. You know, here we are at Christmas season. And I don't know about you, but it's very hard to be jolly sometimes, as Amanda says, in the parking lot. It's very hard sometimes as you're out and about to feel the Christmas spirit. But what better time for us as followers of the baby of Bethlehem to witness to the scandalous nature of Christ than right now, than to show love and calmness and acceptance than right now. Oh, what I wish we would do would be scandalous. For people to talk about those crazy Methodists, those people who go to that little white church in the bend, they've got to be on something. Yeah, we're on something. We're on the grace and love of God. And for that I say, thanks be to God. Amen.